Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am always prayerful that you are always inspired to ever greater degrees, to go deeper, to reach higher, to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you truly are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme presence and intelligence, and to be absolutely and supremely intelligent, to do nothing to undermine yourself. I'm so grateful and so thankful for every opportunity I have to come to these airwaves and to know that consistency over time is that which allows us to create whatever it is we're creating indelibly and sometimes irreversibly if we do not apply ourselves consistently over time towards doing that which is necessary to reverse issues. I am the one who really cares to speak to the issues of our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, to realize that being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, that conversation is not really popular, but it is a necessary conversation because there is such a pandemic, epidemic of all manners of disease from AIDS to zits. And to come to a point in place where we realize that we have so much opportunity available to us now because there is a rise in conscientiousness about our health, our well-being. There are so many families who are battling with all manners of issues, and people are really tired of seeing their family members die from cancer and AIDS and being obese and all of these things. And so we're coming to a point where we realize that there really has been no progression in light of all of the social movements, the civil rights movement, the human rights movement, the gay rights movements, whatever. Our right to be righted, to be corrected, is something that we each have to individually exalt for ourselves. That under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, in which America, as a government, as a corporate entity that licenses and certifies and degrees the corporate deities of death to manufacture and distribute and perpetuate and advertise and commercialize that which has no substance and make it available to absolutely everybody, to understand that there is a frequency of energy that is genocide and it is being instituted through a legalized free enterprise system so that we are participating as parts of it because we work. You work for these companies. And to come to a point in place where we are not complaining about all of this and we're doing something progressive about it, to be proactive, to come to a point in place where we are strong enough, aligned enough, caring enough to do everything that is within our power to shift the frequency of energy of this cataclysmic ride with demise, to come to a point where we realize that as a result of being on a cataclysmic ride with demise, it's not about just grabbing as much stuff as you possibly can have. And so for all of the talk about abundance, we have abundance of everything already. We have abundant sickness, illness, and disease. We have abundant stuff. We are hoarding. We're doing all manners of things. But to have abundant light, abundant love, abundant wisdom, and abundant truth, and the abundant initiative and care to really be doing that which is truly ours to do on behalf of our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and our great-great-great and great and all of those ones who've yet to come. So it matters that we are very particular about what it is we're asking for, to come to that mindset where we are clear that it is our own personal clarity, our own personal cleanliness, our own personal decisiveness that allows us to really clear our way, to walk in the integrity of the greatness of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence that is intelligent enough not to kill itself. And with each and every breath, we each are held within the very presence of this absolute and supreme reality, and it is our gift, and it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone. We don't have to take someone else's. We have our own. The issue for us is exalting the light and the love and the wisdom and the peace and the poise and the power and the potency of the gift that we each have been given with this absolute and supreme intelligence. To be mindful and to be care-filled, to be in a place and space where it truly matters to us how we live, how we walk, how we stand, how we love, how we lift and uplift. To be in a mindset where we are taking responsibility for creating that which is truly in the best interest of everything and everybody. And to know that we cannot possibly do that if we do not exalt a full effort in our own living towards doing that which is truly in our own best interest as individuals. And to know that the individual should be indivisible, should be whole, which is why we have to realize that there is an agenda, there is behavior modification that is being assaulted against ourselves with the plethora of chemicals, additives, food additives, flavor additives, stabilizers, and all of that that we find in those products that we're buying off the shelves and out of the freezers, whether it's the potatoes or whether it's the entrees or whether it's the juices or whatever. The fact that it is uniform across the board, no matter where you buy it, whether you get it in Florida, if it's the orange juice, the grapefruit juice or the apple juice or whatever, the fact that you can get it and it tastes exactly the same no matter what time of year you get it, no matter what state you or what city you get it in, it tastes exactly the same. It has to be chemical. And these chemicals are saturating our glands and our organs and our tissues, and are modifying our behavior to the degree to which we are no longer functioning as intelligences. We do not do what other intelligences do in terms of exalting a full effort in our living, exalting a full life's urge, understanding what it is that is truly our food, and being able to excrete our waste. Knowing our kind and perpetuating ourselves and being able to respond correctly when we sense that our lives are being threatened, that's what all other intelligences do. But the people themselves have come to a point and place where they don't know their real food. They don't excrete their waste. They're holding their waste, and they are truly waste-filled and wasteful. No longer perpetuating themselves, abortion is the number one killer of us as a people. And the people have become very glib about their rights to undermine themselves, their right to smoke and to drink and defile themselves, their right to kill themselves, to do whatever the hell they want to do because it's their free will. See, intelligent beings are not going to justify their being out of alignment with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, or that which they refer to as God, as God's gift to them. And so in our now moment, we have the opportunity to rethink it, to reassess it, to realign ourselves with the will of existence, the intelligence of our own being, to come to a point and place where it truly matters to us how we stand, how we live, how we lift, how we love, whether we are really, truly honoring life itself, the gift that we've been given, that nobody can give us anything that is greater than. There is nothing that we can work for, beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than who and what we have already been given as ourselves. And in our now moment, because there are so many ones who are suffering, so many ones who are in trauma and drama and having all of these issues as a result of partaking of the tree of lies, partaking of the devil's food, that which creates divisiveness, that which is biological and chemical warfare being waged against us under the delusion and illusion that we have the right to do whatever we want and we can undermine ourselves as long as we care to, as long as we're paying our taxes and filing taxes and working every day and paying our bills and whatnot. I'm saying that there is purpose in existence that is far beyond the system of things. There is purpose in existence in the exaltation of life and light. There is purpose in existence in working towards the harmony of the whole of us, and where your governments are not participating as wheels within the government of the whole of existence, and these are no one that we have obligation to be in obeyance and obedience to when they are out of alignment with the laws of existence itself. And our leverage comes when we ourselves will exalt a full effort and a full life's urge and no longer poison ourselves with the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and artificially colored and artificially flavored and NutraSweet and aspartame and all of the things that are permeating and penetrating the tissues, concentrating, saturating, contraindicating in the brain, in the organs, in the tissues, in the glands and whatnot that's creating the cancer, the heart disease, the lupus, and all of the issues that people are having. We are in a now moment where we must care to really live, or you will be dying faster than ever before. We are in a now moment where it is ours to decide that we care to really be remembered in our generational contribution, that we turn the tide, we flip the script, we did what was ours to do in no longer participating in a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. We are doing that which is necessary in order to reclaim the earth as the kingdoms and queendoms of light, and to really be about the perpetuation of love and light and wisdom and truth, and to dwell in the peace, the poise, the power, and the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Qualifying our lives for continuance in existence upon the planet and beyond the planet. Being in a place and space where divine love and wisdom is coming to us. We're in a direct light of line and line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and to be under the auspices of our souls. We are truly successful in our being because we are being whole. And it's easier and easier every day to have a trust and a faith in that which beats our hearts and breathes us, that has not abandoned us or forsaken us, that has not caused the sun to go out, to stop blazing, because without it, everything that we know is dead. We have no life without it. And to come to a point where we're real about what it really is to live, not just to be thinking and breathing or entertaining the thoughts of other ones, but to really understand the capacity that we have to create that which needs to come into existence directly as order, as wholeness, as healing, as peace, as potency, as power, our reconciliation and realignment and reattunement, our remembrance as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. For all of the talents, the skills, and the abilities that we have, for all of the areas in which we have focused ourselves to become proficient in whatever areas we've become proficient in. Our commitment to be highly ethical and highly moral, our commitment to really be absolved of our resentments and anger and frustration and fixation and all of that that has marginalized us and made us feel somewhat unworthy and undeserving of the gifts and the blessedness of our being, so that we are undermining ourselves, anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, stupefying, and disqualifying ourselves for continuance in existence as a result of our own degrees of feeling sinful and not worthy of the keys to the kingdom. The now moment in which we're living requires us to really know that there is absolute order in being, absolute law that governs. And our right is to be rightly aligned with it for our own wholeness and for the sake of the wholeness of every other order of existence upon the planet. And the planet herself. And where we have organizations and companies and corporate entities and deities that do not have the best interests of the wholeness of everyone in mind, then these ones are on the front line of the creation of that which is divisiveness, that which is creating sickness, illness, and disease. And for so many people to work on behalf of these initiatives, these missions, these agendas, and whatnot, then those ones will also meet tragic dates with fate, because there is no way that you can truly be employed, licensed, certified, and degreed, engaged in doing that which undermines the rights of other ones to have the right to their lives, or to be engaged in that which is truly a violation and a detriment to life itself and to the wholeness and the wellness of everything and everybody. There's no way that you will be able to live and be whole. Your cancer, your diabetes, your sickness, your illness, your disease is there. It's already there as a result of 5, 10, 15, 20 years of working in these industries, because there is absolute law. And there's no way to be really vitally healthy when you do that which undermines your purpose in being. And as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, our purpose in being is in the exaltation of life, in the perpetuation of lineages, in the establishment of order and wellness and wholeness upon the planet, within ourselves. And to not be engaged in those kinds of efforts and to do that which begins to really facilitate all of what we see, this plethora and pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease, understand it is not going to end well. And that's why we, as individual ones, individuations of this absolute and supreme intelligence, have to come to a point and place where we care to be whole. We care to exalt a full effort to no longer function as human eaters or useless feeders, to be in a place where it is our pleasure to take duty, obligation, and responsibility for being reconstituted in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence, and to understand that as such we are divinely designed and designed divinely to function perfectly. But we cannot do it on the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all of the flour and water that is sugared and sweetened and bound together with eggs and whatnot, so that we are creating so much mucus that begins to clog all of our cells and our arteries and our organs and glands and whatnot, so that we are literally blocked and obstructed from the very breath and source of life itself. And so it matters that we have an understanding and an understanding as to what is creating all of the cancer, the diabetes, the obesity, the lupus, the sarcoidosis, the autism, and all of that. It is not rocket science, and we do not have to have degrees in sickness, illness, disease, and death to understand how to live and how to be well and how to reverse these issues. And to think that money and polished wood, metal, and stone, and gated communities, and cars, and whatnot, can absolve us of our responsibility to take care of the physical vehicles that we were given so that we are literally about the business of creating our immortal bodies that will take us into the exalted spirit worlds to understand that destiny is leaving the planet. And because we have so much degradation, so much violation, so much deprivation, so much starvation, and all of this garbage that is perpetuated upon the planet, to understand that Mother Earth and Mother Nature and all of her creatures deserve their liberation so that they have the right to be liberated, and their right to be liberated is the exodus and the opening of all manners of doors for the people to be left, to be guided off the planet, to be lifted off the planet, to be exterminated from the face of this earth as a result of being in such depths of degrees of violation and degradation. The world has the right to be destroyed for the salvation of the earth. And so it is our time to get real clear about what it is we really want. And for all of those who are battling with whatever it is called, whatever the diagnosis has been, understand that the body really just needs to be really cleansed and very well nourished. That you don't have to have your organs taken out. Or your joints replaced. But to trust that in your divine design and existing within the context of an absolute and supreme intelligence and existence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that every atom and every cell of our being can regenerate. But where you don't care to be rightly aligned, where you don't care to do the inner work of the forgiveness and the releasing and the letting go, where you don't care to have your burdens lifted and to come to a point and place where you are no longer doing that which undermines your cells, where you don't want to be whole and healed, then you don't have to be. But why would you go to the doctors if you don't care to do anything differently? If you want to eat the flesh of dead animals, the dead pigs for breakfast, the dead turkeys, the dead cows, the dead chickens, the aborted fetuses. I mean, have your fill of it if that's what you want. But why go to the doctors if that's what you want to do? It doesn't make sense. You want to create the high blood pressure, or you just want to have your appetites, but to have the high blood pressure and the high cholesterol and all of this, but then you want drugs, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, sorcery. But you don't want to stop indulging yourself in that which creates it. So just indulge yourself. Why deal with the meds? Otherwise, if you don't want high cholesterol and you don't want high blood pressure and all of that, then stop eating garbage. That which rots. Full of preservatives. Hormones, antibiotics, chemicals, and whatnot. This is where the foundation of all the cancer is coming from. You're creating all of this acidity, and all of the meds are more acid. Undermining your kidney function, undermining your livers, undermining you. We're in a now moment where we have so much power available to us. And also so much duty, obligation, and responsibility on behalf of all of those who sacrificed for us. But a people who do not reverence and respect their own lives will have no real protection against those or from those who have it as their agenda. To kill you. And the fact that you're killing yourselves, which is completely antithetical to what it is to be a being, then know you're already in the throes of those who do not have your best interests at heart. They are literally permeating and penetrating you in every atom and every cell of your being. And you think you love it. You're all right with it. But then you want to be respected as intelligent people who undermine themselves and their children. And their grandchildren, and their parents, and their grandparents, and their legacy. We can't have it both ways, always. You can't love killing yourself and have the fullness of the wealth of, and the abundance of the joy and peace and poise and power and potency and happiness and fulfillment in life at the same time. And so the choice to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, to stand as a resurrected people is yours. Right now. And to know that our liberation, our resurrection, our revivification and harmonization with the will of existence, the laws of existence, the intelligence of existence, is the greatest wealth and prosperity we could ever know. And beyond that, the possibilities are endless. So I'm encouraging you to care, to walk in the fullness of the all that you truly are, and to know that you have support to do it. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Want something that's real, tired of the artificiality, the superficiality, you understand? And it says it all looks good for a moment, but the issue is you can't be real when you are not eating real food. You understand? That which truly nourishes the cells and provides the opportunity for real life force and, you know, accelerated neurological activity, brain activity, so that you are literally vital and vitalizing. And so when we get to the place and space mentally and in maturity where you really understand that you should be eating for the sake of optimum cellular functioning, and not just satisfying an appetite. See, when you have a people who take over another people, they are intending to do and give the people what they need in order to fill the belly so that they can get back to work. And that's basically how we've been socialized, to just have appetites and develop appetites. And, you know, in our oppression and suppression and depression and whatnot, then we allow those appetites to kick in, and those desires and those lusts and those passions and things. And then we're in the pursuit of whoever and whatever and however and whenever, you know, and it creates all this other stuff. So, you know, when we are caring to be rightly aligned in the reality, the absolute reality, the substance of our being, and to cultivate ourselves, invest in ourselves, then we get opportunity to have leverage over the foolishness. But we have no duty, obligation, or responsibility to be co-conspirating and complacent with our own cellular oppression. And because we're so heavily vested in death, so that by the time death starts showing up and you start feeling a little insecure and scared and stuff, I'm saying, you know, you've been working really, really diligently, you know, killing yourself. So, you know, if you weren't afraid to be killing yourself, then don't be afraid to be dying. You understand? The issue is in the light of that, there's no reason to go to the doctors. You understand? There's no reason to subject yourself to all of these medications and chemo and radiation and whatnot if you're just going to be happy killing yourself. But don't let them rob you of the rest of your life. Don't let them accelerate this whole thing. I know of a elder who's probably in her 90s now. So she was diagnosed with colon cancer, like, 5-6 years ago, and she never said anything to any of her children. No, none of them. All, of course, all of them grown, no grandbabies. She didn't say anything to anybody about it. And she didn't take any treatment or any of that. And at 90 something, 96, whatever, she's still vibing. You know, I'm just saying is that sometimes it's better, you know, to just stay your course and leave these people alone. It doesn't make sense to keep going to them. You know, because if they were rightly guiding and counseling and really facilitating your greater good, then yeah, good. But that's not what they do. So you've got all of this sludge in your body, right? So they put you on meds, they put you on blood thinners, and then tell you not to eat and consume anything that'll thin your blood. And I'm like, well, if you know what'll thin the blood, then why not just prescribe the food? Because they can't make any money from it. But then you want to respect that, right? This is not the season to be indulging in a bunch of garbage. This carnage that has already happened in terms of the slaughter of all of these pigs and hens and chickens and turkeys and all of that, so that you all can have a good Christmas dinner. You know, I really don't know who that's for, but it's not for those who really understand. Our bodies are literally the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. We are already in the realm of eternity. We're suspended in space, the space in which the earth is traveling. She's in flotation and rotation. In that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, eternal, and completely intelligent. And so to be reminded that we did not come up out the earth, we came to the earth from the dust. From the dust we've come, unto the dust we shall return. But we should not be leaving here as dead people. And when you have been assaulted your whole life, violated, then you've got to do what's in your own best interest. But to think that because you've been doing this all of this time that you continue to do it and you're not going to suffer from it. You're going to suffer heart attack, stroke, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, why would you risk not feeling well, not being able to take care of yourself? Or to realize that the path of maturation is a different life than the path of adulteration. Adulteration ends in sickness, illness, disease, and death. And maturation means that you're continually maturing, that the core of divinity that is your foundation, your absolute reality, is being cultivated and developed. And you understand, so as you mature, you're maturing. It's maturing. You understand that there is no end to it. So as I've watched... let me say this, you're in tune to Rough, Rugged, and Raw. This is Adama. And see, some of my contemporaries, my family members, my cousins that I used to play with when we were little, you understand, looking at me and looking at them, it's like, wow, this is like really amazing to me. Why? Because 40 years of no meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, alcohol, tobacco, and sugar, compared with somebody same age, 40 years of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, tobacco, alcohol, and all of that. It's a different life. It's a totally different frequency. You understand? But that's the path that the system has everybody on for money's sake. You understand? And I'm just saying, ain't no money, amount of money worth all of that. You understand? To be undermining, usurping people, but the people themselves are having to change because they're not going to legislate it. You understand? The exaltation of a whole life's urge is not something that we're being religiously trained or educated to really exalt or exert, you understand, under a system of capitalization where they feel entitled to bastardize, usurp, undermine, misalign, miseducate, religiously train you to be out of alignment with the laws of existence itself. So I'm saying real health means that we can outthink this. Real health means that we can create a greater way. Real health means that we are not obligated to the liars, to the deceivers, to the bastardizers and usurpers, the ones who exalt the kingdom of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil. These are not the ones that we should be following or vying or voting for and whatnot. Those ones will fade into the figments of our collective imagination, and we will cease to acknowledge their existence because they will soon cease to exist. There's no way that you can be the perpetuators and the legislators of sickness, illness, disease, and death and not meet a tragic date with fate. So those of us who are consciously caring to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, we have the opportunity to be the salvation, to be the salt of the earth. Because as the phalanxes of angels and guides and spirit guides and warriors and whatnot from the unseen into the seeing worlds are scouring the place to see where there's light and where there's no light, there's nobody in light, those places have the right to be destroyed and overturned. But there's no way that you can be usurpers of the light and the truth of this absolute and supreme presence and really live except through the repentance, the forgiveness, the clearing, the cleansing, and the healing. Because life itself is so forgiving. But the amount of pollution that the corporate deities of death have created in the meat, the dairy, eggs, and see all of these residues. And see, I walked barefoot for five and a half years. And in New York, in Jamaica, Queens, in the subways. I got to a point where I was literally walking on nothing but glass. So you learn how to walk when you walk without shoes, particularly in cities and urban areas. And why would I do that? Because I stepped on a path of life that required me to take my shoes off to walk it. And I realized that that which constitutes filth had nothing to do with the dirt or the mud or the clay or the sand that Mother Earth has tons of. The filth was the refuse from the death industries, the chicken bones and styrofoam from the hamburger places and the candy wrappers, the chewing gum, the cigarette butts, the aluminum tops from cans, the glass from the alcohol industries. And I realized that this is the refuse. This, the real filth is in the people. And that's why we have to consciously care to clean up. Because we can't think immersed in filth. And they have us in a place where the people are being filled with filth, and then they want you to manicure your yards and grow grass, and grass is not real. They rather you grow grass and grow food, and then you have to depend upon a distorted food industry. I'm just saying is that we have no responsibility to follow the tenets of those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no truth. That they would prefer to be liars, deceivers. And we can detach. But it's not good enough to just leave the country and think that you can take America everywhere and what we and how we've been living is a right fit for any other place that we may find ourselves. So the best thing that we can do, particularly if you feel entitled to leave the country and reestablish ourselves back on the continent as the doors are being opened for us to return from the diaspora. And I'm all with it in the sense that if we do our clearing, cleansing, and consecration and get in alignment and attunement with the laws of light and God and truth and peace and poise and power and potency, yeah, we can go and be a blessing where we show up. But if we will not do that work, then we have nothing to give. And there are those who've been trying to get out, and they got out and whatnot, but they didn't have the right mind in the first place. And so they came back sick because they didn't cleanse. And why would we not want to be clean? To have a clean heart, clean bloodstream. You understand? When you live in your body, you want your cars to be clean. You vacuum and air freshen and wash the carpets and have it detailed and whatnot, but then treat your body like a freaking garbage can? Really? But that's where you really live. And that's why the sickness, the illness, the disease, the viruses, the bacteria, all of that. So let's get real about who we are. From the blackest black to the lightest light. With these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And it is the breath that animates us, that enlivens us, that constitutes the foundation and the causation of our living, our lives. And our bodies are 80% water, just like the earth is 80% water. So our diet really should be a nutritional regimen that we are able to extract the light of supreme intelligence from the sun, the minerals from the earth, and all of that, so that we are literally cellularly optimizing when we feed. And real nutrition, cellular nutrition, optimizes your cellular functioning, brain functioning, liver functioning, kidney functioning, gallbladder, adrenals, everything functions well. And that's when you have really the best immune system, is when all of your systems are functioning well because your cells are charged with the mineralization, creating the alkalization, facilitating consistent cellular renewal, rebirth, regeneration. We can heal easily. I'm at 404-523-8989. This is why I offer the life support, because, you know, everybody feels as though, you know, you have the right to, you can't talk to people about what they eat. You can't talk to people about how they deal with their children. Who said that? Where do you get that from? When these people are telling you all kinds of lies. Have you in all kinds of sickness, these babies with all kinds of autism and all these issues, and nobody should be saying anything? We got all this obesity and diabetes, and we shouldn't be talking about what we eat? Our duty, obligation, and responsibility to honor the legacy of the lineages that we represent, and we should not be discussing how we live. The greatest political consciousness we can have is in vivid self-expression and self-representation as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And the intelligence of existence is intelligent enough not to be killing itself. The intelligence of existence has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody. This is the even playing field. Beyond that, there is no equality, because we're not equal in our desire to walk in the integrity of the truth of who we are. We're not equal in our desire to really exalt a full effort and a full life's urge to come to a point and place where we care to master ourselves, to master our thoughts, to use every opportunity we have in the situations and circumstances we're creating to recreate if we don't like what we're showing up. And I can only imagine that if you're listening, that there's something valuable, there's something that you value to put you in a place where you are listening. And so I'm saying, come out of the shadows of the radio and deal with me directly. 678-760-9299. Why? Because it's very difficult to get people who really care. You understand? I just know this. Why? Because everybody's so freaking busy. You understand? Busy doing what? Busy killing themselves, busy working, busy paying bills, busy, 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 too busy to be concerned about what you're doing. So those of you who listen, I'm calling on you. I'm calling on you to support life and to support me and to support WRFG, that provides us with this opportunity to have a dialogue, even if you're not talking forward right now. it don't mean that you won't, because if you're getting it, you will. If you're really understanding what I'm saying and you really take advantage of it and you really use it and you go deep and you reach high, I guarantee you, there is no way where you will not become ever more expressive in the love and the light of the truth of where your heart really is. Because those of you who are attuned to this frequency, particularly since midnight to 6 on Thursday nights, consistently over time, there are changes that you're making. You understand? Changes in your thought, changes in your food, changes in your diet, changes in the way that you are perceiving everything. And that's why I do this. Nobody has to pay me to do this. You understand? Most of you work jobs. If you work jobs, you work jobs that you would not work if you weren't getting paid for it. But where's your service? Where's your love? Where's your gift? Who are you giving? Who are you blessing? Who are you honoring? And if you're part of my inner circle, then why don't I know you? That's what day and time this is. To come to a point where you create real alliances, partnerships in life. Because we expend so much energy with all of these ones who don't give a freaking about you. But that's where you invest your time and your energy, dealing with people who don't give it about you. Or about us, or about our liberation, or about our global resurrection. And so as we're maturing, we should be stepping up, stepping forward, stepping out, becoming vivid in our self-reflection, standing on behalf of life, consciously caring to be remembered, to be realigned, to be reconciled. There's, for me, nothing really else matters. Because I realize that within the context of a miseducational system, y'all can have as many degrees and paid all this money to get all these degrees, and you don't know how to freaking eat. Then poisoned your children. Now they've gone off, and now they're poisoning the grandchildren, and then you don't want to do any damage control. Well, you know, I can't really say nothing to them because I don't have myself in order. Well, get yourself in order and save your freaking lineages.